Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Bill Littlefield has tackled sports from every literary angle, as a commentator, a columnist, an essayist, a novelist, and now as a poet. In his latest book, Take Me Out, Littlefield uses poetic verse to cover all sorts of games, from football to baseball, chess to roller derby. You probably know Bill Littlefield as the host of NPR's Only a Game, heard every Saturday morning right here on NHPR. And Bill will be speaking and signing copies of Take Me Out this Saturday at the Toadstool Bookshops in Milford and Peterborough. And Bill Littlefield, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
So let's start with your poem about Olympians. They may not be giants. Could you read that one for us?
Sure. It won't take very long.
Well, we picked it for a reason.
That's good. They might not be giants. Olympians need not be giants. They need not be tall. The female gymnasts at the games are sometimes kind of small.
So this is a great one. And one reason I really enjoyed it is that, you know, of course, you've written poems here about mainstream sports like baseball and football, but you've got a lot of off the beaten path sports as well. Was it hard to compose poems about gymnastics or squash or croquet?
No, it was challenging. And it was fun. There was really nothing, no labor involved in this. It was just fun. And that has distinguished it from every other book I've written. The others were hard work. This was fun.
Do you feel like you really know enough about every sport to compose a poem, or did you have to do any research?
Very little research, because doggerel, the kind of poetry that I write, really doesn't lend itself very much to research. No, it was just, you know, kind of goofy stuff. Squash is a vegetable as well as a game, so I had some fun with that, you know, that sort of thing.
As I was looking over the poems, I realized that I could only think of a couple poems, aside from your book about sports, Casey at the Bat being the only one that I think people might recognize. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, that we don't see so much poetry about sports?
Well, I think there is actually a fair amount of poetry about sports. Homer wrote about boxing, and he wasn't too bad a poet. So, you know, we can go all the way up to that. And Donald Hall up there in New Hampshire writing about Ted Williams not so very long ago. So it's out there. You have to kind of look for it, but it's out there.
You've got to weed through the romance?
Yeah, yeah, and the cliches that generally constitute sports writing.
Well, you know, speaking of cliches, I think that a lot of us are led to believe that literature and a love of sports are sort of diametrically opposed. But do you think that's the case, or do you think sports are really good fodder for literature?
Oh, I think historically sports have been spectacularly good fodder for literature. I can name numbers of writers and novels and short story writers who have made all sorts of good use of sports. The one I was thinking about earlier today was Mark Harris, who wrote Bang the Drum Slowly and the whole series of wonderful Henry Wiggin novels. You can go all the way back to Damon Runyon and the brilliant stuff that he wrote that passed as sports writing, but really it was literature. And I've had the opportunity over the years to read a great deal of it. W.C. Hinds, Bill Hinds, who a brilliant, brilliant writer, and to the great benefit of sports, he wrote about sports.
And then, of course, there's folks like Charlie Pierce, who we hear on the show every week.
There is Charlie Pierce, who not only writes brilliantly about sports, but talks brilliantly about sports, at least on a weekly basis.
So what makes it good writing? I wouldn't think it would necessarily be the sport as subject, but the subject as a vehicle?
Well, sometimes the subject really does lend itself to good writing because there's suspense built into most athletic competitions and character. You see what happens to players who fail and what happens to players who succeed. And, of course, an athletic career is a kind of short version of a life where you're old in baseball terms. For example, by the time you're in your mid-30s, late 30s at the latest, you may have half your life still to lead, but you're an old man in terms of your legs not being quite as good as they used to be and your eye not being as sharp. So you get that kind of compressed version of what it's like to live a life acted out in front of thousands or millions of people.
Yeah, and then there's the underdog stories and I suppose the scandals too, like Armstrong.
altogether too many of them. But yes, you're right. They're all human interest stories, and they all take place in the context of games.
Do you find that certain sports make for better narrative arcs than others? I mean, we don't. We were talking about this. We couldn't think of a single novel that featured a tennis player so much as we could think of so many baseball ones.
Well, Martina Navratilova wrote, or at least allegedly wrote, a couple of mystery novels that were set in tennis. But I'm not sure how good they were. I didn't read them. But you're right. Some sports probably lend themselves to great storytelling. Baseball certainly has going for it the incredible amount of history and the statistics and the myths and the way you can go to a ball game and see a young player and say, well, gee, you know, that guy reminds me a little bit of fill in the blank with your favorite shortstop or center fielder. So there is that kind of background that's available to anybody who is inclined to write about it. And drama is built in, as I say, to pretty much all sports where competition is involved.
In fact, you wrote a novel about baseball called Prospect.
Prospect was born in part out of my acquaintance with a guy who'd been a major league scout for many years. And I met him and I was fascinated by him. It was a guy named Lenny Marullo who played shortstop for the Cubs back in the 40s and then made a long career as a major league scout when his playing career was over. And he just had so many stories about guys that he had scouted. And the more I looked, the more stories there were. And I thought, well, this would be a scout would be a great narrator for a novel, because anytime I ran out of a gas in terms of moving the plot forward, I'd just have him tell another baseball story, and that would take up several pages. And it worked out pretty well.
Do you think, speaking of those off-the-beaten-path sports, that we're likely to see a great American novel about gymnastics anytime soon?
Anything is available, you know. A good writer who's fascinated by something and enthusiastic about it and can bring energy to the task, the subject really is secondary, I think.
Today, we are seeing more and more in-depth coverage of sports. I'm thinking of ESPN's documentary series 30 for 30, mm-hmm. websites like Grantland. Do you think we're entering a golden age of sports writing and journalism?
That's an excellent question. We're certainly entering an age where a lot of what used to be called journalism is appearing in places other than newspapers or magazines, that's for sure. And some of it is terrific. All you have to do is look at Houghton Mifflin's annual collection of best American sports writing, and you see that more and more of it is coming from blogs or websites, and it's spectacularly good.
Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game and author of several books, including his latest, Take Me Out. It's a collection of illustrated poetry. And Bill, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you.
Bill will be speaking and signing copies of Take Me Out this Saturday at Toadstool Bookshop in Milford and Peterborough. You'll find details on both events on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And Bill, before we go, is there a specific poem from the collection that you'd like to read? Another one?
Since you mentioned sports that are a little bit out of the mainstream, how about one on polo? Is that all right?
Polo sounds perfect.
Okay, here we go. There is this game called polo. It's a splendid game, of course. You swing a mallet at a ball while riding on a horse. You ride upon the horse, I mean. The ball is on the ground, and when you whack the ball, it makes a very pleasing sound, a kind of thwack, I guess you'd say, much deeper than a click. And doing all this on a horse is quite a clever trick. I'm sure the people playing polo have a lot of fun. The horses? I don't really know. I've never questioned one.
You can get your chance to hear more from Bill Littlefield. There's information at wordofmouthradio.org. Bill, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.